From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Bud Light's parent company, Anheuser-Busch, is looking to make amends with the National Corn Growers Association after airing the Brewed with No Corn Syrup commercials during the Super Bowl. National Corn Growers Association Vice President Neil Caskey tells AgriMarketing.com the beer giant emailed his group after the game looking to make it right and asking for a meeting with farmers. Caskey says his team is willing to hear them out. With Trump tariff payments boosting Corn Belt farm revenue, farmer confidence shot to its highest level since last June, just before the trade war with China started. That's according to Purdue University's monthly Ag Economy Barometer that shows producers expect ag exports to increase in the years ahead, an indirect sign they expect a beneficial resolution with China. President Trump set a March 1st deadline for an agreement, or he will order a steep increase in tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese products. While U.S. dairy officials cite concerns over U.S. trade agreements, or lack thereof, some European Union dairy farmers have taken to the streets in opposition to their own trade agreements with Canada, Japan, and others. The European dairy farmers' beef is that they're often at world prices and don't promote fair farm gate prices. The U.S. Dairy Export Council tells MilkBusiness.com an EU trade agreement with Japan could ultimately result in the loss of $5.4 billion in U.S. sales to Japan over the next 21 years. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.